This is Blair Durham with Black Wall Street Today, your media hub for all things Black business and related news, strategy, and events.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Sunday morning, and you are listening to Hot 91, the soul of VA, which means that you are tuned into Black Wall Street Today, brought to you by Black Brand. Black Brand is Hampton Roads' regional Black Chamber of Commerce. What does that mean to you, and why should you even care? Well, if you're an entrepreneur, an aspiring entrepreneur, want to get your feet wet in the entrepreneurial community before making a decision about making the dive, you need to be a member of Black Brand, Hampton Roads Regional Black Chamber of Commerce, with events every week to help develop a like-minded community of solution-oriented Black business owners. Hampton Roads Regional Black Chamber of Commerce is consistently providing education, experience, hands-on technical assistance, and that community where you can network with folks who are one, two, and three steps ahead of you. And who knows, you may be able to offer information to those who are one, two, and three steps behind you in this entrepreneurial journey. Right now, by going to blackbrand.biz, blackbrand.biz, and clicking membership or join, you'll be able to access a completely free 30-day trial membership to Black Brand. So this is absolutely no monetary commitment for 30 days. You'll be able to attend all of our events and meet the leadership and the community. You'll want to join soon. Don't wait till it's Black Diamond Weekend and everyone is trying to get those Wall Street Trapper brunch tickets. Join today, blackbrand.biz. Now, here at Black Wall Street Today, we always highlight the hardest working, most creative, and most innovative Black entrepreneurs in the Hampton Roads area. And today, this morning, is absolutely no different. Here before me, I have the founder of Fit Goddess Tribe LLC, Jara Clark, who is a devoted mother of two boys, both extraordinary scholars in Hampton, Virginia. She discovered her passion for fitness after earning her psychology degree in 2010, right here at NSU. After reigniting her passion for dance, she became a certified mixed fit instructor, certified personal trainer, and a mental health advocate. Her own fitness journey inspired her to create Goddess Tribe LLC, a holistic wellness brand focusing on healthy lifestyle choices and family connection. Fit Goddess Tribe is a holistic brand that hosts events and programs focused on physical, mental, and emotional well-being. She also hosts a podcast, Fit to Heal, emphasizing the balance between mind, body, and spirit for optimal health. Jara's mission is to empower individuals one step at a time through her simple and transformative approach. She's the author of Breathe and Becoming a Goddess, books both promoting healthy living and self-discovery. As an author, Jara extends her passions for empowerment by running the Empowerment Bookstore podcast. Through this platform, she interviews and highlights other authors whose works are empowering. This initiative also leads to a monthly networking event where Jara encourages both new and aspiring authors to connect. The event practices Black economics by supporting a Black-owned bookstore and co-signing authors' books within its premises. I'd like to welcome to the show the dynamic Jara Clark.
Hey.
Welcome today, Jara.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
So you are a woman of many talents and many passions. I just ran through your resume a bit. Author, certified personal trainer, mental health advocate, earning your psychology degree. Before we get into any one of these individual passions, how do you balance having so much passion and ambition with only having 24 hours in your day?
I have 24 hours in every day. That's a lot to do. I take care of myself first. That is the mission. That is the motive. That is the tribe leading by example. For example, today, I got up this morning, went to the gym, came back, cooked breakfast for my children. If I didn't do that for myself first, then I probably would have been crotchety and cranky at some point in the day just because children are children and they're learning.
Yeah.
So the more I cater to myself first, the less that I feel stressed from any other entity. And it's so cool because it's a science, actually. So the more you stress yourself with strength training, the more your body reacts to natural stressors in the world differently.
Wow.
Right.
Wow. So using your physical training to combat mental obstacles throughout the day.
Correct.
So tell us about your fitness journey to begin with. What was that journey like, and how did it lead you here into a place of entrepreneurship?
So it ties in with my sons. They are my pride and joy. They're my legit everything. When they were very, very little, I was that mom, like most doting mothers. Here, eat these fruits, eat these vegetables. You know, you're very in love with them. But then I was also the same mom that would turn around and go eat cakes and cookies in the corner and be like, but wait, it took for me to see myself in them to have that kind of mental reframing where I was like, wait, so if you look like me and I think you're perfect, why don't I treat myself the same way I treat you? And their entire life, I've been making them smoothies. It wasn't until 2020 in which they encouraged me to promote and publish a book of smoothies. It's called Breathe. And that stands for Build Resiliency Every Day and Think Health Eternally. At my highest, I was at least 240 pounds.
Wow.
Correct. And again, telling my children, it is the goddess mindset, right? We eat, sleep, and exercise. We eat well, often. We sleep well, often. And we exercise well and often. But at that time when I was impressing those things on my son, I was actually lying to them. Because I wasn't doing the things that I was telling them that we should do for a long, healthy life. And in that moment, I realized the difference between African proverb, do as I do, and what most parents do, do as I say. And I had to correct myself. So because of my oldest, he was in Taekwondo, I ended up taking kickboxing because it was free. And from then on, that between dance fitness, lost over 100 pounds. And it was just a game changer because it was never the weight. It was always the way I thought of myself or the way I thought society thought of me that made me act in certain ways.
Can you expand on that? The way society viewed you, or the way that you perceive society viewing you, that had a heavy influence on the way that you viewed yourself.
Of course.
Explain that to us and explain how you got over this, because this seems to be a mountain that many in society, and I'm sure many listening today, struggle with climbing.
As Black people, we suffer from a trauma from years and years and years and years that we can't even recognize. But we still act out on a day-to-day basis, like eating trash. I mean, if you think back to enslavement, right, we've got the scrap. That hasn't changed now. The way it looks change.
Yeah.
The processed food is still the trash in which we prefer to consume, even though that is not what our God bodies need. And then think about Black women in the world have only been really cast as two things, right? The mammy or the Jezebel. Neither one of them are allowed to be like lovers or mothers or feminine women. I've always been typecast as the Jezebel until I put on a whole lot of weight, and then I was the mammy. So imagine walking through the world, living inside of a body where people treat you like the help or somebody who is less deserving, and you start to agree with that narrative. That's what I see a lot of people doing, agreeing with the narrative of a story that doesn't even reflect on who they actually are. Once I had that kind of restructuring, that reframing from seeing myself within my sons, I had to immediately start to do what I thought was best for them, because they and I are one and the same.
Wow. Now, this seems like a journey that would be hard to encapsulate in book or one sit-down session or any of that, which is probably why you needed the podcast outlet to be able to constantly and consistently update people, because this journey of self sounds like for those people who join you on this journey, that they're gonna have to pack their bags. It's gonna be a road. So tell us how the podcast helps people go through a similar journey of self-discovery, how you did, and how that podcast will lead to people understanding themselves more holistically and making healthier decisions.
Phenomenal question. Back to that trauma, right? We all know that as Black people, we suffered it. Whether it's personal, right? My inflicted trauma from my upbringing or my poor choices throughout my adolescence, or if it's just trauma from years and years of being Black. The podcast turned into this thing where I started searching out the answers, right? You don't know what you don't know, therefore you can't answer the questions that you don't know how to ask. Mm-hmm. But that led me to seek, right? To seek more people. And we started back in April, and April was Stress Awareness Month. So we tackled the two biggest stressors in everybody's life, finances and romance.
True.
Right. We came to the conclusion that if you don't have your finances straight, you really shouldn't be trying to get romantical with anybody. But then it kind of just went from there. We started digesting which month did which thing. Mm-hmm. Just address topics through those months, and then continuously found other sources that actually do the thing. For example, on our program, we have a young lady that can teach you how to take your life benefit from your death insurance, even though it's called life insurance, mm-hmm. and live off of that. Mm. And then her goal, her mission is to teach the Black family how to do so, but then pool said money, create legacy and wealth for generations to come.
Wow. So we're not just talking about emotional and physical fitness. We're talking about financial fitness. We're talking about healthy relationships.
Correct.
When you say holistic, you are absolutely talking holistic.
Correct.
So this Sunday morning, as people are driving home from church, I'm sure there are folks thinking, I had some of these similar passions. Like, I also see how the community needs to look at health in a more holistic way. Mm. And there are those who share your passion and your compassion for the community. But although it is open for everyone to have passion for the community, everyone cannot necessarily translate that passion into entrepreneurship. It is not for everyone. How did you know that it was for you? And then can you tell us a little bit about how you actually did it? How you went from someone who loved holistic health to actually becoming a holistic health entrepreneur?
So that's very interesting. It actually kind of happened unbeknownst to me. You ever been doing something and everybody around you is like, yeah, do you know you're doing this? And you're like, no. No, I was just doing stuff. But again, it started with my kids. I remember I was working my last like 9-to-5 job, and my oldest then was maybe about 5 or so. And he was like, Mom, I need more of your time. Ooh. Right. But mind you, yes, this is where the emotional intelligence comes in. And I remember thinking like, wait, bruh, like, I get up with you. I work 8 minutes from the house. I take you to all your events. We do a whole bunch of stuff. How much more can I give you? And then, you know, anytime you ask a question, an answer is provided. I had to quit. I had to do something that would allow them to be with me during their childhood. Because, you know, once we get into adulthood, then it's on them. Then it's their choice. They don't necessarily have to want to be around me. But during childhood, it is my charge to provide an experience for them. And in that moment, I was like, okay, let's just go for it. Let's just do all of the things. And I think it was like a cataclysm for me. I lost my apartment. I quit my job. And then I went on a cruise. With the last $400 that I had, I was like, listen, I got to come back and do a whole heap of work because my sons need me. Yeah. And we know that the end of the story is the end. So if he's asking now, there's no time to wait. And I kind of just figured it out. I drove Uber, I drove Lyft, I did DoorDash. I was a dance fitness instructor at the time, which means I was teaching 6 days a week, trying to make a point, right? If I can do it, you can do it. And then COVID happened. Answer to my prayers, because I didn't know how I was physically going to continue to maintain this. And then the world said, you don't have to. And during that time, that's when I published the book. I started training people online, and that was phenomenal. I just didn't have that key, right, to entrepreneurship. I didn't know how to do the numbers. So I knew I had a thing. And because my sons believed in me, I knew it was something that transformed or transcended all generations. It wasn't just about the babies. It wasn't most of my clients at the time were in their late 50s, late 60s, and they have this fervor for life that it's like, oh my God, like you that age and you still like, let's go. Then I clearly I'm not living enough. That just together motivated me to do everything possible that I thought was entrepreneurship. I created the logo. I created the brand. I started doing pictures on Canva. I was promoting myself. I just didn't know how to make it all come together. Like there were all pieces to this puzzle spread out. And I'm like, this is great. It's going to be a great puzzle. As soon as I can figure out where the next piece goes. And just over the last 5 years, I've been on different podcasts, just telling people this is what we need to do as a community, as a people. This is where we need to be mentally, physically, emotionally. We need to reconnect one with ourselves, because we've been so structured and taught through enslavement that we must behave and act a certain way and that only a certain thing is good for us. And if once we get out of that mindset, we tap into this abundance. And that is very overwhelming from time to time. So you're like, oh man, I can have everything that my heart's desires because God said it was so, but I have to work at it. Oh my God. So it's really just compartmentalizing back to that 24 hours, right? Every business person, whether it's Les Brown, Zig Ziglar, what's her name? Ayana. Thank you. All of them say the same thing. You have to discipline yourself to make actions. Small progress over time equals big change. And that's just what I've been doing.
That's absolutely incredible. So as people are listening to Hot 91 this morning, outside of the folks who are want to engage with you to purchase your book, listen to your podcast, because I'm sure that you are tapping some people the front door of their soul with what you're saying. There's an entire other group of people who may be looking to partner with you or collaborate with you or hear something about your journey that they're like, they're has to be some room for collaboration there. So for those folks who are out there listening, can you tell us who you're looking to partner with, who you're looking to collaborate with, what might be a good fit?
Oh, absolutely. That is, my community partners are some of my favorites, simply because they are people that I have either experienced their work. So I have different artists, different practitioners of yoga, dance, free body movement, belly dancing, other personal trainers, because different people have different styles, different, like, I like agility and mobility, but I know there are people that like to strength train. I know there are people that like to power lift, and I know these type of people, and I'm always looking for more because the goal is to create a center that rivals Planet Fitness, YMCA, and whatever else is out there, because this is, it has the missing piece that every other fitness arena doesn't have.
Absolutely. I see the vision there. So that's the long-term vision. How about the short-term vision? What has to happen now for our community particularly to start taking health more seriously, and health in all the ways that you've talked about it today, right? Healthy romantic relationships, a healthy relationship with money, a healthy relationship with oneself, to be able to look at yourself with the same love that you would look at your newborn baby. It seems like an answer so daunting that some of us don't even want to approach it because it's just so big, like we're never going to lift this. But do you see it as an impossible lift, or do you see there are things that we can be doing now to help solve this?
Oh, that's my favorite part of the program. So if you tune into Fit to Heal, towards the end, we always say three practical solutions. I always ask my guests, what are three things they can do right now to solve this problem, like to start on their journey, to be like, hey, and acknowledgement is always the first one. Acknowledge that there is a problem. Because once you're like, hey, okay, I messed up. There's one show that I'm like, hey, tribe, we've all suffered trauma. It's okay. It's not a big deal. Now that we've agreed that we're operating from not our whole self, we can start to be like, okay, I'm not whole. This will fill this void. This thing will fill this void. For anybody that is looking for or feels like they need a change, just acknowledge that you need a change. I tell people that they feel they're overweight. That's fine. Cool. You agree that you don't like where you're at. That's awesome. Now, what are you going to do to change it? And think about the level of discipline. Because there are people that will change or set a change for like 6 months, forgetting that we live for 70, 80, 90 years. And it's like, I like the short-term goal, but where's the building block? Where's the goal after that goal and the goal after that goal? Because like the 60-year-olds, I had a woman, I was in a SWAT meeting for women in business. And a 60-year-old woman said to her counterparts, find your second wind. We still have work to do. So to anybody that's out there, after you acknowledge, then you have work to do. Acknowledge that you want to change. And that's a beautiful thing. You don't want to be the same version of yourself. Imagine being a anxious, irritable, overweight person for 70 years. You can't walk upstairs. You sit on chairs and they go down. That was my problem. When I sat on a chair, it went down. I was like, I'm done. I don't. This is too much for me. But imagine keeping that cycle every year for your entire life and calling it a life. You have to be okay with the fact that you're going to let go of versions of yourself that have gotten you from point A to point B. And that, I think, is the scariest part, when you're like, I've always been this way. So, well, let's be another way then.
Wow. It seems like your message could have an amazing impact on the community at large. Can you share with us how you plan on spreading that message to make sure that, I guess in business terms, to make sure that the healing scales?
So we do a lot of different programs and events. One of our most reoccurring is Goddess and Divas, Unlocking Your Divine Feminine Potential. The last 2 years that we did it, we did stillness as one. We did movement as one. This next year, we're trying to partner the gods, because I've always been calling the goddesses, right? I can relate. I can speak the most to the goddesses. But now I start to see the gods are rising. They're like, hey, here we are. I'm like, great. Can you come stand beside me? Because I can't say what you say, but you can say the same thing that I'm saying. And we're working on putting together a self-care weekend for both the gods and goddesses. And it's holistic self-care. So Yoni steams, facials, pedicures, massages, and all the practitioners will be local people in the area. Again, we're really, really attempting to be very big in the community. We do have, like you mentioned in your beautiful introduction, we call it Bookworms Unite. We meet out at Paperbacks Inc. in Newport News, a phenomenal Black-owned bookstore. And it's really just an opportunity to interact. Again, all the programs that we create are to bring the community out and together, and to be like, hey, we all exist. Hey, we have these problems and you're not alone. So you'll see a lot more of those things from us. Again, the Fit to Heal podcast is the easiest, because everybody can access it without having to feel that initial discomfort of leaving their home. But we hope that through that program and then the Empowerment Bookstore, that you're like, oh, man, I could do that. He looks like me. She looks like me. That if she did it, then I can do it.
That's so beautiful. So normally at this part of the program, I would ask our guest to leave the audience with a piece about entrepreneurship, a piece of advice, a suggestion. But being as your whole brand is about a holistic view of things, I'm going to open that up and say, leave the audience with a suggestion or a practical bit of advice on whatever your heart leads you to, on a holistic scale, something that they can implement in their own lives.
My favorite thing to tell people when they're starting on this journey is to wake up and win the day before you start. Don't let your feet touch the ground before you've started to honor yourself and that which God gave you. You should be immediately overwhelmed, overexcited, overjoyed as soon as that breath enters your lungs when you wake up in the morning. Once you have that level of positivity in your mind and you're like, whatever you have to accomplish for the day, right? Don't think about those things. Think about all of your blessings, the fact that you may have 10 fingers and 10 toes and 2 lungs and a heart. And then you really, really, yeah, I see you. You're getting into it, right? Now imagine doing that as soon as you wake up. Imagine not touching your phone. Imagine really enjoying the stillness of your bed and how that feels to be relaxed. Because you know when you wake up, your heart is at its most resting level. That's your stillness. That's your peace. You wake up and you find your peace, and then you take your peace throughout the day with you. And at any moment that you need it, just refer to that first thing that you did in the morning. Because life is, like an old man told me, like a roller coaster. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter what you think. Strap in. And it's going to be like this, up and down and up and down. Your attitude is going to change how you perceive the up and down. You can either go, ah, or you can go, wee. But either way, you're still going to go up and down. So with that, knowing that life is a roller coaster, win the day before you wake up and have a phenomenal day each day.
Wow. Wise words from Jara Clark. Jara, how can the folks reach out to you?
Of course. So on most social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, you can find me at Fit Goddess Tribe or Fit Goddess Tribe Mindset. And the email is Fit, F-I-T, the letter G, Tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E, at gmail.com.
So remember, if you want to connect with Jara, you can find her out there on social media, Fit Goddess Tribe, or you can send her an email directly. That's Fit G Tribe. Fit the letter G, then T-R-I-B-E at gmail.com. I hope that during this interview, you guys took a moment to breathe, feel your 10 fingers and your 10 toes, your 2 lungs, your 2 legs, because remember, there is no financial wellness without first your wellness. It comes first. I will see you guys back here next Sunday morning on the very next episode of Black Wall Street Today, right here on Hot 91, the soul of VA. Thank you for joining us today, Jara.
My pleasure.
Phenomenal. Stay with us online at Black Wall Street Today on Facebook and Black Wall Street Today on Instagram. And then follow us on Twitter as well at BWS Today. We look forward to talking again next week. Have a wonderful week. I have said and I will continue to say that the most important priority for the Black community is the Black community, not a particular political party.
Phenomenal. Hey, yo, when I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black Wall Street. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. Black.
phenomenal.